Gary, love don't live here anymore. Because you won't believe the three celebrity couples that have called it quits.
Mm. And does Kanye West have beef with supermodels now? We've got the deets.
Plus, does Niecy Nash's wife, Jessica Betts, honey, have another woman named tatted on her? Mm. It better not be Sherry's name.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Oh my gosh, it's so good to be back with my Dish family. So Brad, what you got first?
Man, Sherry, it seems like nobody believes in love anymore. So let's talk celebrity breakups. Dish Court is now open and we will have Judge Gary comment on the celebrity cases on Dish's docket. Now our first case caught us all by surprise. Tia Mowry and Corey Hardwick are calling it quits after 14 years of marriage. So Tia took to social media to announce the news in a heartfelt IG post, y'all. She wrote, "I've always been honest with my fans and today is no different. I wanted to share that Corey and I have decided to go our separate ways."
You guys interviewed Corey, which will air later in today's show. So when you interview Corey, did there seem like it was trouble in paradise?
Not really. It seemed like he kind of had it together. He was focusing on the job at hand, but also he's an actor, and apparently a good one at that.
Now, Gary, as judge, we would like for you to give us your thoughts on this situation. You think they should get a divorce, or what do you think happened?
I think Tia should go ahead on and get her a European husband, like tomorrow, and live a happy life.
A European husband?
Yeah, she should get her a white man, because white men smile in all their pictures. Wow. And she don't have to worry about being stressed. And you know, she did say she met Corey, honey, at a bus stop.
She loved Corey. It's always hard because they have two children, Gary. So I don't think we should throw her back out into the market. They got to process all of this. It's a lot.
You got two children, Sherry, and you're not with your husband. So I think she should divorce him and leave him now.
Sherry don't got two kids.
She got Jeff.
Oh, she got one? Oh, well, she got one damn child. That's still her.
One
is too many then. Leave him and go on. That's my case, and that's my, what is it? Judgment.
Good night.
All right.
Yo, we got a tough judge.
It's like Judge Doom.
I'm glad he wasn't there when I was going to court.
Jeez.
All right. Well, I should have hired him when I was.
Okay.
Hey, we'll stay tuned for later in the show to see our interview with Corey. But continuing on to our next case, Tom Brady and Gisele Bundchen are headed for the end zone, y'all.
Wow.
It's all over. According to sources, both parties have retained divorce lawyers. Supposedly, they've been living separately for the past couple months following a big fight. And now they're looking at dividing up their multi-million dollar empire. What you guys think? Is this serious?
Wow.
And they're really about to divorce?
Hell yeah, they are. They both got attorneys?
I think it's so serious.
Right. I think she was upset because she put her career to the side to let him do the football thing. And when he was going to retire, she was going to get back to doing her. And he would have to do some stuff with the kids. And then he switched it up on her. And it completely changed her life. And I think that is probably what led them to divorce.
All right. All right. Hey, judge with the T. Judge Gary with the T. We're talking about property. We got careers. We got kids. What do you think Tom and Gisele should do?
Gisele should definitely, y'all, leave him.
Oh.
She should leave him. She should. No, this is why she should leave him, honey. She should leave him for Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown. Yes.
How dare you?
Antonio Brown, first of all, he knows her better than any other man besides Tom. Wow. He lived in the mansion with her, with she and Tom. He took photographs with her at the Super Bowl. They were embracing each other like lovers, for one thing. No. Tom brought him in the house, let him live with. What better, honey, than to go with Antonio and leave this man, Tom? Tom seems boring. Tom Brand needs to stop playing with balls and give it up.
But
that
doesn't change the problem, though, because AB still gonna play ball too. So if you was mad at your ex dude for playing ball, he gonna keep playing.
But AB is not playing as much ball, number one, and I think he has more stamina than Tom. She's very tired of Tom. He's boring. I'm looking at him. Can you tell he's boring? You know, I mean, that is my rule, and
Gary.
I think Sherry, she should leave him and go with Antonio Brown. He's a better player.
Gary just gaveled the goat there.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about our last and very unfortunate case. Now, Miguel's wife, Nazani Mondi, filed for divorce from the singer on Tuesday after almost 3 years of marriage, man. And they was together a lot longer than that before they got married. Mm. Now, according to court docs, Miguel's wife is citing irreconcilable differences as the reason for the split. And she says that there is a prenup in place.
Mm.
And now Miguel's free to go about the country and kick it to the ladies.
But they've been together 17 years total. So it's just like, what happened? Oh, my God. That's why you can't believe nothing on Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Gary, our last and final case. What is your verdict?
Okay, now, Sherry, this one here is very near and dear to my heart. I love these three people, honey. And I think that, you know, they all should probably wife swap.
What? Wait, what?
They should just wife swap.
So who goes with who?
Okay, now, Giselle should go with Miguel. And Tia should go with Tom Brady. And, you know, I mean, think about it, honey. Miguel's wife, Miss Nazanin. How should her name?
Nazanin.
I mean, she should go with Corey. But honestly, though, Sherry, this is how I really feel. In the words of a very famous poet, he said, if your girl start acting up, then you take her friend.
You know what?
And that is my rule.
Wow. All right, y'all. Okay, I got some more relationship news. Oh. And this might surprise you. All right, Niecy Nash's husband, I have to work on that so long, husband, Jessica Betts, has honored a woman named Cora with a tattoo on the back of her neck. Ooh. Now, who is Cora, you might ask? Well, the Lovebirds just spilled the tea on the Tamron Hall show, and check it out.
I know that everybody knows Niecy Nash, but what is your name? She said Carol, but I thought I heard her say Cora.
You see Cora tattooed on her neck?
And she started asking me, one day she said, why do you call me Cora? And I was like, well, that's your name.
I said, no, it's not. I thought it was something that the cool kids called each other in New York.
That is the craziest to me that she misspelled Niecy's name and put Cora instead of Carol. But why would Niecy wait 2 years to ask her about it?
Oh, my goodness.
That's going to be, you come home with somebody's name tattooed on you, that's going to be one of the first questions I ask.
You can say it all day, honey. Cora calls heaven on what day's bread?
I think it's meaningful to them now because this happened.
I think so.
Jessica calls her Cora. Mm-hmm. It's cute. Okay, yesterday we talked about the White Lives Matter shirt that Kanye wore at his Yeezy fashion show. And now things are really heating up, y'all. Mm-hmm. Vogue contributing editor Gabriella Carifa Johnson called the shirt irresponsible, after which Ye slammed her fashion choices, right? Then Gigi Hadid entered the chat and she defended Gabriella and clapped back at Kanye, saying, you're a bully and a joke.
Oh.
And then Hailey Bieber voiced her support for the editor as well. But wait, it gets worse. There's more. Kanye took to IG where he called Gabriella his sister and said they filmed a 2-hour discussion where they apologized to each other and they agreed to disagree. And, you know, what do y'all think? I mean, you think Kanye was trying to avoid, like, the supermodel smackdown?
I was just shocked that he filmed the sit-down, and not only did he film it, he had Baz Luhrmann film it.
See?
The same person who directed the Elvis movie. Like, how well would this sit-down be filmed?
Something about it to me feels real fishy, because I'm like, yo, was Baz Luhrmann just sitting around New York City ready to jump up at this on a moment?
Like, yo, bro, please.
Exactly.
And also, Tanner, I'm going, if they take this thing, what is Gabriella apologizing for?
Exactly.
Maybe for just calling Kanye out. That was mean and ugly and bullyish of her, too, so.
No, it wasn't. Everybody's calling Kanye out.
Huh?
That she called his shirt irresponsible? I think that was a nice way to put it.
That's very
some
nice.
Of the stuff
yeah,
that
absolutely.
Heard, that's a what nice way to put it.
She spoke in italics.
Right.
All right, if you want more relationship news, stick around because we got a Nia Long update coming up that you won't want to miss.
Lord.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, you know we've been serving the dish on this messy Nia Long relationship fiasco with her cheating fiancé, Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka. Now entering the mesh chat, Nia's ex and first baby daddy, Masai Z Dorsey. He gave a exclusive interview about Nia's situation and spilled the tea, darling. Here's what he said.
We talk as a family. It's all about unconditional love, and that's what she's giving him. We're sticking by him 100%.
Ooh,
and he did went
good
on to say,
Gary.
Ime made a mistake. Every man needs another chance. Like the Bible says, the flesh is weak. He's not a bad guy. Hopefully, y'all, he'll learn from this.
But why are these like good side job, characters commenting on it and not like her herself? Talk about we're sticking, you know, by him. Like, you know, like, what do you mean we? Because exactly. He has been kind of mums the word.
You know, yeah, when you got the baby daddy coming in, and I'm like you, HK, what do you mean we're sticking by him?
Like, where you come from?
You the one that got into a fight with the other boyfriend at the Grove and got everybody banned. Okay. What is this?
I think he was speaking for like the men delegation as a whole. Like, we are sticking by E-May. We understand the plight. You know what I'm saying? It's rough out there.
Oh, right. It's not going to die down. But I love the fact that Nia Long herself is just not speaking, because it takes two to keep the fire going. Mm. And I loved what she said when she put this out on Instagram. She said, a tip for mental health. Learn to distinguish who deserves an explanation, who deserves one answer, and who deserves absolutely nothing. Yeah. I love
it. Me too.
Well, I understand that, but Sherry, if I were you, honey, I would pay her to come on my show.
Well, we don't have a budget for that, Gary, so coming. You won't be seeing me alone. She ain't coming.
Yes, honey, it's time, baby, to wave the rainbow flag.
Woo!
Celebrity, y'all has finally come out, Brad, of the closet.
What?
Yes, honey.
Yeah.
Baby, Miss Velma Dinkley, honey, from Scooby-Doo, y'all, is a lesbian.
What? Well, I've been trying to bring her out the closet since I came out. That girl didn't want to come, honey. She wanted to stay.
Well, there's a scene, honey, in the new film Trick or Treat Scooby-Doo, where Velma, honey, attempts to give a lady some Scooby snacks.
That's right, Velma. You go for what you want, girl.
I really like how Velma's glasses fogged up. You know, you can tell she's really feeling it. Yeah.
And now I'm waiting for that crossover episode when her and Peppermint Patty hook up.
But I don't think Peppermint Patty and Velma would match.
No, I don't think they should be together.
No, they couldn't be together because somebody have to be filming that situation.
Somebody doesn't have to film Peppermint Patty and Velma getting together.
No, Tanner, you missed it, honey. I said film.
Film?
Film.
Film.
Did you just call him?
Welcome to Atlanta officially.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, so y'all, moving on. Naomi Watts says that Hollywood had her thinking that her career would be over at 40.
No.
Oh, my God. So during a recent interview, Naomi talked about being 33 years old, and she had just wrapped the film Mulholland Drive when she got this warning. She said, I was told you better get a lot done because it's all over at 40 when you become un-fuckable.
Wow.
And I'm like, wait a minute, what? What does un-bow mean exactly? She realized when a woman's reproductive organs are no longer functioning, they are no longer considered sexy, and that made her angry.
I think even after 40, people still be wanting to bang. So I've never heard this.
There's a lot of banging going on after 40. Especially in Hollywood still.
Okay.
I also feel like for a lot of women, 40 is like that next sexual awakening.
Hello?
Right? Where the hormones are starting to
move. Yes.
What?
That's what I'm told.
That's what you told.
That's what I'm told.
You sure you ain't dipped in the pond since you've been in Atlanta?
I mean, I might go fishing from time to time.
I know you do a Fish Nation.
All right, up next, we dish with actor and producer Corey Hardrick. And remember, we taped this interview just a day before we found out about his divorce.
Yes.
Y'all come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. We have a special guest in the building, actor, producer, and star of the spinoff show All-American Homecoming. Let's give it up one time for Corey Hardrick.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Yo, thanks for pulling up. Now, as we can see, you play a college baseball coach on All-American Homecoming. What made you want to take on this role?
Just to be, like, you know, a positive influence for, like, young kids and, you know, showing these kids that you can have, like, good role models out here. You know, it reminded me of, like old school shows that I used to enjoy growing up, like Good Times, you know, like he's kind of like that James Evans type of figure, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe I just age myself up, but.
The reruns come on enough to where, like, even the young kids kind of know what you're talking about.
I always call my character, like, the light-skinned James Evans, so, you know. But he's like a coach, you know. So you see the haircut, you know, I got to have a haircut, like a little flat top, you know. But for real, I feel like it's a role where, you know, kids can look at it and be inspired, you know, just to do good in life and, you know, in sports
now,
as well. So
now, playing off the word homecoming, what do you look forward to the most when coming home after being away for a while? You know, because, like, you know, the gig can take you away from the fam and all that for, you know, a long period of time.
I look I look forward to seeing my kids, my daughter, my son, my wife, and just hugging my family and just telling them I love them, you know what I'm saying? Because the family is all you got right now, and that's the most important thing to you, and that's the most important thing to me. So,
facts.
Yeah, you know, I go to work for my family, and that's what I live for. So,
Corey, speaking of going to work now, you were in Nicki Minaj and Lil Baby's music video. Was your wife, Tia, okay with you doing this video?
Yeah, she was all right with it. Yeah, shout out to Nicki. I had a good time shooting the video. And it won a VMA, too, so I'm very thankful.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm thankful just to, you know, people call me to, you know, to get my little gangster on sometimes. I'm a family man, but I know how to smoke a cigarette in a movie too, so I learned that from my relatives. So, okay. You know, that's Southside Chicago.
Yeah, Chi-Town all day.
So Corey, now I need your help. So now I'm trying to find my soulmate. Now can you help me and show me how I can find my soulmate, honey, and be on, and how can I stay married?
Wow, how can you find your soulmate?
Yeah, can I find him at Starbucks or, you know, somewhere like that?
Friendship is what matters with trying to have a great relationship. And as long as you're honest with each other and being real with each other, you know, it can all work out. You know what I'm saying? So you can find them anywhere. Yeah. You know, you probably got to go to the strip club. No, I'm playing.
Yeah, I'm going there.
Nah, I don't condone none of that. I'm a coach now. Nah, take that off. I ain't say that.
Corey, it was amazing chatting with you, man. Big up to All American Homecoming. Are there any other movie projects we need to be on the lookout for? And where can the people find you at?
But I got some films coming out next year. And All American Homecoming premieres next week on the CW, October 10th. And you catch the first season on Netflix.
We are here for it. Yeah. So let's give it up one time for Corey Hardrick. Woo! Stay tuned because we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's time for
Didn't See Dish
Coming. A little delayed, Sherry, a little delayed. But we all know dogs will do anything for their owners. Yes, I do. Well, it looks like one adorable pup may have wanted to add a little spice to his owner's life because he ordered a porn channel. Right. Yep, y'all, this little pup was pushing P, okay? P for porn, and hit the order button on the remote while hopping into bed. Now, the dog's owner is 58, okay? And he's on a fixed income, as Gary would say, and claimed that the dog did this by accident and reported it immediately. But it wasn't until after the complaint was taken to corporate that they finally agreed to reverse the charges. So is this a horn dog or what?
I don't know. Sounds like a likely story, bro.
Yeah. Like, first he ate your homework, now he's ordering your porn.
You gotta hit a couple buttons to confirm them pay-per-view purchases, you know what I mean?
So, I mean, maybe the dog just loves his owner and wanted him to have a little action and looked at him like, you's a boring-ass person every day. Like, you need some spice in your life. You
know? But a really good dog, a really good dog would do that
really
for you.
Dogs really know you, yeah.
I'm also a little curious, like, this was a $70? Like, what, did he get a whole channel? Did he buy this thing for 12
hours? It sounds like he bought the 4-hour block or the 12-hour block, like you were saying,
No, he bought the fetishy. $70 gets you that real nasty, weird stuff.
How did you know, Sharon?
Yeah, tell us more.
Yeah, Sharon.
I'm just telling you. I ain't never blamed my porno on Lexi. I know that.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.